Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Coming up a little bit later in the programme, of some fun when Dr. Shane Bergen will be debunking some of our common myths that people have about their bodies. He's going to delve into stuff like, can you catch a cold if you go out with wet hair? Do you need to wait an hour after eating before you go swimming? Basically, he's fact-checking Granny and probably making himself very unpopular in the process. But if you have something that you would like him to answer, please email todaycb at rte.ie. That's coming up after 11 o'clock. Now, since the war in Ukraine began, the town of Karsavin in South Kerry has been home to a very significant Ukrainian population who have made the area their home. The local community has embraced their presence and many have found employment locally, making strong connections. Now, though, the town has its first Ukrainian business. Brian O'Connell was in Karsavin for us yesterday. Remind us, how has the war changed the town's demographics, Brian?
Morning, Philip. We know several hundred Ukrainians have made Karsavin their home since the invasion began. So actually now up to 40% of the local population is Ukrainian. And there has been a big effort to ensure there's integration and that they were made to feel welcome. You'll remember an issue arose when attempts were made to try and move many of them away from the local centre that they're living in. This move was cancelled following protests. So from, I suppose, efforts in the local school to local GAA teams, it's been a very successful integration. And given that success, I suppose it was inevitable there would be a Ukrainian business open. And so it has, in the form of the Lazy Cat Cafe. And that's run by Anna. She's a former video documentary, a film editor of some note. Came here, obviously, with her life in a backpack. She got refuge in local accommodation. And then she sort of began to try and figure out temporarily, how was she going to survive? How was she going to try and build a new life here in Ireland? It eventually led to a job in a bakery, and that has now led to a new career as a cafe owner. So an amazing transformation. I dropped in yesterday morning, a couple of weeks after their grand opening, and I was very happy to report it was really busy, and I met with owner Anna Krevenuk.
I've been like in Ireland for over a year, and first I worked at the chocolate factory, and then for almost a year, maybe something like that, I worked at the local bakery. Tanya, our baker, she's like professional baker, so she makes all the cakes. Like, for example, Napoleon is like traditional cake. In Ukraine, I was a video editor, so I was making like documentaries, short movies, and
we had a different life.
Absolutely different life, yeah. Well, it was very interesting. I love that. We had like our main business, my main office was in Canada, so we had like clients from all over the world. And like our last documentary won like 15 or 20 awards. So
you decided to open your cafe here. Yeah. Financially, it must have been difficult.
Yes, it's quite difficult. But like, as I said, we've been working for over a year, so we had like savings. So we had to do everything on our own, and like the first month it was, to be fair, it was hell, because like the freezer broke, the dishwasher broke, and everything, like every day something's going on, but still just...
And so far, how has the local population reacted?
They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. Like, there was a queue on the streets, and locals, they were absolutely amazing. And still right now, they just come like, oh, I like that, I like that. I have a little advice, but don't get me wrong, just a little bit of advice. So yeah, absolutely amazing. Support that we get from them, just, it's indescribable.
Anna Krevenuk, she sounds very dynamic, doesn't it? Now, forgive me asking a stomach-led question, but it is that time of morning for me. What's the menu like? Have they gone traditional, have they gone local, or have they gone Ukrainian Kerry fusion here?
I like the sound of that. They've gone very much local, actually, for now. They're going to introduce some Ukrainian dishes in the future. I mean, the Napoleon cake is a sort of a puff pastry with a whipped pastry cream filling, so that is more local, I would think, to their community than it would be obviously to Karsavin. So they're obviously finding their feet. They're going to try and ensure they have a good season this year. And everything is homemade, as she said. Tanya is their baker, Tanya's partner and son serve in the cafe. And while she didn't really get any funding or grants to get it going, she did have this huge goodwill from many in the community. I remarked to Anna 18 months ago, she was in Ukraine, she was editing award-winning documentaries, and now here she is in Karsavin running her own cafe.
feels like unreal, something like a dream.
It's also recognition of the fact that what was to be temporary and very short term,
yes,
may not be short term anymore.
Yeah, because when we first came here, we thought that, okay, that's for a month, for two, because like I have my family in Ukraine, my parents are still in Ukraine, I have a cat in Ukraine, I had to leave it there. I thought that I will spend like a month or two here. So, but right now I understand that I have, like in Ukraine, all I have is just my parents, and that's it. Like I have to do something here, and the community here is just unbelievable. I used to live at the like local hotel.
In this Kalix,
yes, Kalix Star, yeah. But right now I'm renting a room.
And yeah, people got an idea of how the local community have embraced the Ukrainian community when there were. There was an attempt to move people from the hotel.
Yes.
And locals said no, basically.
Yeah, I remember that because I like came, we got a letter. No, you have to move. At that point, I started to looking for a flat because I didn't want something like that happen again. I wanted to create my own environment and I didn't want somebody else to tell me, oh, now you have to move.
But now you've opened your business here.
I mean,
unfortunately, you're not going home anytime soon, I would think.
Yeah, well, we'll see what will happen. We hope for the best. Just we're doing our best. Yeah, so we'll see.
Well, I better let you get back to it because there's people coming in. And I better let you make money.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a busy Thursday.
It's incredible, isn't it, though, Brian? It really does underline how your life can change 180 degrees just like that.
Incredible, and you can see it. I mean, I was in Port McGee afterwards yesterday, went into the Moorings Bar, was served by a Ukrainian woman, went across to Valentia Island to the Skellig Centre, same again. So certainly during the tourist season, the jobs are there locally. I should say as well, there's a really good French cafe on the main street in Karasavin. There's also a Lithuanian cafe. So the main street in Karasavin is really changing. And locals would tell you that population is needed because they can't simply fill the jobs in previous years. I did hear some concerns, though, I had to say, expressed yesterday around the number of tourist beds that are available. We've heard this, for example, from Killarney previously and how perhaps that needs to be balanced as people make the area their long-term home now. This is something that's going to have to be explored. I did get a chance as well, Philip, just finally to talk to some locals yesterday in the cafe and on the street just about how they felt about this new business on the main street in Karasavin. This is some of what they had to say.
It's good for the community. We kind of need it a lot in this community because there's not much happening. Like this cafe was brilliant. We needed more things opening. So
the coffee here is really, really good. So I'm thrilled for them. And it's just nice to see another business open on the main street.
Last time I was here was probably when there were moves to try and move some of the community from the hotel. And again, the local community was galvanized really to say no.
It was shocking actually. I work with a girl, a Ukrainian girl, like she works with us, and you could see how upset she was when she thought she was being moved, and like her life is now here, like she's building a life here. And I just think they can't do that. They can't just make people move for no reason. I think everyone really pulled together when we heard that.
I think it's really nice they've integrated into the community, and I think at the start, like, you know, their English was kind of poor, but like you can see it's gradually getting better and better, and they're going to lessons and they're really putting themselves out there. And like, it's not easy to learn a new language, so yeah, I really admire their kind of their willingness to try and integrate with all of us as well as us integrate with them.
Good to see Ukrainian businesses opening.
It's
here.
It's great. It's and the food is superb and prices are very, very reasonable.
€3 for a flat white.
Yeah, and it's €2.50 for a scone, so you won't get that anywhere else.
And I suppose it's a sign as well, isn't it, that the community are maybe looking at a bit of a longer term arrangement here, a longer term stay.
Oh,
here.
There are a lot of them will stay around here. There's no doubt about it. Some of them probably get married and God knows what else.
They might even talk out for the GA team.
Oh, possibly. Yeah. Oh, they're lovely people. I'm really full of admiration for the people of Karasavin, the way they stand by these people and the way they stood by the refugees previously, you know, when there was hassle before. That's a great place, Karasavin. You should retire to here.
as they won't make selection before Sunday's match if they do decide to tug out for Kerry. But maybe in the years to come, we're going to be talking later on to Marty Morrissey about the Kerry-Dublin clash. But that was Brian O'Connell reporting there from the Anna Krevenuk's Lazy Cat Cafe in Carrisaveen. Still to come on the programme, we're going to meet the healthy 24-year-old living in a Dutch nursing home and hear all about his radical efforts to change dementia care. And coming up after the break, fact-checking Granny.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.